Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Now, for the past 3 weeks, I've been talking about relationships, because most of your relationships are not so good. Communication with your partner is not good. There's resentment, undercurrents of resentment, judgment. She's angry at him, and he doesn't know why, and he's frustrated and resentful, and the kids suffer. And communication with kids is not good either. Yeah, sure, you buy them stuff. And, you know, kids are naturally resilient. And kids are naturally joyous. And so even though you're mean, even though you're impatient, even though you pressure your children, you were pressured when you were a little child. You remember being pressured. And now you turn around and pressure your own children. Where's the love? You look out at the world. Everywhere you see cruelty and tease and meanness and hatred and anger and animosity and phoniness and hypocrisy. Couldn't you be different than all of that? Couldn't you be patient? Couldn't you be kind? Couldn't you be wise? Couldn't you be that instead of resentful, resenting your husband, resenting your wife, impatient with your kids, selfish? You're more interested in texting. You're more interested in going to the store and shopping. You're more interested in buying yourself something at Starbucks than you are taking a few minutes to help your children. Okay? So I'm continuing to talk about relationships. Now, why am I talking about relationships? Because it's my favorite topic? No, it's not. It's not my favorite topic. I talk about relationships because it's something you can relate to. You know, it's where the rubber meets the road. Remember that old commercial where they talked about where the rubber meets the road? That's right. It's the nitty-gritty. It's the bottom line. It's real. So you can put on basketball clothes and a baseball cap and wear nice jewelry and nice cologne. And you can do all that stuff. Eat health food. And you can impress all your friends and volunteer in the community, and everybody thinks you're so wonderful and so cool. But at home, the truth is evident. Something's wrong. There's something in you that's unwholesome. Now, how did it get in there? Something in you won't let you be kind. It won't let you be patient. It has you to do all the wrong things when you should be a bit firm. Mom, can I go out until midnight in a car with these other kids? The answer should be no. You cannot. But instead, you're guilty for having been mean and impatient and angry and not being there for them. So you might even say yes, even though the answer should clearly be no. There are times to be firm. But then other times, when your kids come home all stressed out from a day at school where there's nothing but wall-to-wall tease and bullying and pressure and academic pressure and drug pressure, and peer group pressure, and performance pressure, and grade pressure. And your child comes home, and instead of having a light touch, and letting them, you know, rest and play a little bit, do your homework! See, where's the love? Where's the patience? There is none. Well, it's like I said in my last program, the very beginning of my book. It's so good. You know, it's so good I'm going to read it again right now. My book on relationships. My first book on relationships called The Myths and Mysteries. Well, my first published book on relationships. It's called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. A lot of people have read it. It's done some people some good. But I talk about relationships because maybe you'll wake up. See, all your issues are because you You haven't woken up. You're asleep in the Alice in Wonderland world of your imagination, and your daydreams and pipe dreams and thinking about the past and worrying about the future and fantasies. You need to wake up. And maybe when your relationships are not good, then at least you can wake up. And if you wake up, then maybe you can hear what I have to say. So after this commercial, I'll read you something from my book. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids, if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, Putting the Forever Back in Love is an excellent book. And I heartily encourage you to get it, especially if you have kids, especially if relationship with your kids is not so good, communication is not so good right now. Or maybe it happened before. Maybe now you're much older and you think back to when you were a young man or a young lady and you didn't do your kids so good. You were arguing with your partner all the time, and maybe there was a divorce, or you walked out, or you were selfish, or you took drugs, or you, who knows what you did, but now you would like to, your kids hate you, and you'd like to make amends. Well, then you should get the book, okay? And if you're a new couple starting out with, and you have a child coming, or you have a little child now, you should get the book, because the whole second half of the book is all about relationship between parents and kids. It's very beautiful. It's very sweet. It's very nice. Okay? So I encourage you to get it. Now, I promised you that I would read you the beginning of my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's the first published book. I think it's 10 or 15 years now. 10 or 15 years ago I wrote this book. It's just as up to date now as it was then. It's right on the money. It's very good. Listen. Relationships make the world go round. We love people and we hate them. We want to be around them and then we want to get away from them. We can't live with them. We can't live without them. And nowhere is this more evident than when it comes to dating, courtship, long-term and short-term relationships, partners, and spouses. All relationships start off with excitement and dreams of living happily ever after. And yet a large percentage end up as a living hell. Many of us saw our parents arguing and fighting, and we wondered why, and we didn't like it. We were sure that our relationship would be different. But once we get involved with someone for a while, sure enough, soon there we are arguing, and we're lucky if it's just arguing. Something is wrong. If love turns into hatred, then it wasn't real love to start with. It proves that what most people think of as love is not really love at all. Now that's the beginning of my book, and it just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better. So I encourage you to get the book, okay? Because like I said, maybe you know, there can be an upside to if you're arguing with your partner now, if communication with your kids is not good, you know, if you're wondering, why is my wife angry with me? Why is my husband the way he is? And so on, okay? And he's basically a good guy, and she's a good gal. And, you know, it could be good. You know it could be good. Well, maybe there's just some little thing that you're not getting quite right. Some basic thing, okay? And this, so the upside of your relationship with your partner or kids not being so good, the upside of that is that it wakes you up. See, we all like to think of ourselves as wonderful and oh so good and oh so nice and doing the best we can. We like to think of ourselves as being such nice people. Well, when your kids are acting out, when your partner is angry at you, when your relationship is falling apart, then all of a sudden you have to look at yourself and say, wait a minute, maybe there's something that I'm doing. Okay? So, the myths and mysteries of marriage is quite good. So may I recommend that you get it? And may I recommend you stay tuned for this program because there's more good stuff coming. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Love is a very beautiful thing, and we all need love. There's no question about it. We're all looking for love. But the kind of love that we need is more like corrective love. We need to be corrected from our ego excesses and our angers and our resentments. So love is a force. It's a force for good. It throws us back on ourselves and it helps us to be what we ought to be. Yes, love is a force. It's a force for good. Okay? And if you don't have love, then you can't do any good. Oh, sure, you can meddle with people's lives. You can try to change them. And sure, you can pretend to be patient, pretend to be helpful. You can try to assuage guilt, your guilt for not having love, for being impatient, for not being there for your kids, or for meddling and ruining their lives. Sure, you can try to make up for it in some way. But wouldn't it be better to have love in the first place? Wouldn't that be so much better? Well, it would. Now, a lot of you have made a lot of mistakes. You've messed a lot of things up. So that's all water under the bridge. You can't change that now. But what you can do is start now. What's the old proverb? The Chinese saying? Have you heard it? It says, when the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Okay, so start today. Start today. Now, I don't talk a lot about what love is or what you should do. See, there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, love is there when you let go of hate. Love is there when you become unblocked, when you let go of your resentment and your grudge. See, a lot of you have expectations. See, you want to get your needs met. Of course, you've been told that relationships are to get your needs met, so you're selfish. So you always want something. You want pleasure. You want fulfillment. You want, I don't know what you want. You want something. Or you want them to acknowledge you as being great. See, a lot of people secretly, they want to play God. They want to be worshipped. They want to be admired. They want to be respected. They want to be the cat's meow. And so when you serve your husband and he doesn't get on his knees and bow and scrape in front of you and tell you how wonderful you are, well, then you hate him. See, if your kids, if they are, you know, kids will do things. That's, you know, that's part of growing up. But you expect them to obey you like little wind-up toys. They're supposed to obey you. And if they dare talk back to you, why, you are the great Wizard of Oz. How dare they speak up to you? See? Well, no wonder. You end up with two kinds of kids then, conformists without any character. All they do is conform to people like you. They conform to wrong. See, you trained them, the wrong in you, the impatience in you, the pride in you, the self-righteousness in you. You force them to conform to that. So they're used to conforming to self-righteousness. So when they encounter other people like you, self-righteous, hypocritical, see, bossy, willful, then they conform. See, so no wonder they conform to their peer group and to the drug dealers and teachers. See, they go out in the world and they conform. But then others rebel. They rebel against the likes of you. See, if you were truly good and had true love, there would be nothing to rebel against. But they rebel. But then when they rebel from you, then they rush into what? The arms of a drug dealer, the arms of, you know, some neighborhood good-for-nothing or gang leader or something. So if there was nothing to rebel against, they wouldn't rebel, see? So, therefore, as I said, I'm not going to tell you what love is. Love is there for you to find. Love comes forth when you let go of judgment, self-righteousness, pride, hatred, see? And it's your hatred of your husband, your hatred of men, your resentment toward your dad, see? Your judgment of other people. You use everyone to support your pride. Your pride lives in a soup of hate and judgment. See, that's how your pride survives. And so, if you let go of the hate, let go of the judgment, let go of the resentment, let go of the judgment, then pride wilts. Just like the Wicked Witch. Remember the Wicked Witch in the Wizard of Oz? And she melted, remember? Oh, my beautiful wickedness, oh! And then she melted. Well, yours will melt, and then the real you will step forth, the beautiful you that you always were meant to be. And then you'll have love. It'll just flow from you naturally. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character, and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Just about ready to come out with my new newsletter. It's going to have some good stuff in it. Good stuff. See, I love talking about very deep things, and I write about them. But on this program, I have to apologize to my long-term listeners. I wish I could talk about some of these other things that I love writing about and then talking about, but instead this is what I'm talking about. This is what comes to me, so this is what I'm supposed to say. And I can see that it's my best shot, my best chance of reaching people. Because when you're sitting there and your kids hate you, okay, and you try to send them a letter because you messed up a long time ago, you left, you walked out on your family, and now your kids, they don't want to talk to you. Okay, so now you have to face that, and maybe facing that, you can wake up. See, and maybe you are waking up. That's why you're listening to me. You've already woken up, and it's painful, I know. But now you can listen and get my book. Maybe learn and see where you messed up. Then you can go to your kid and say, I'm sorry. When you were a little kid, I wasn't there for you. I walked out on your mom. I was selfish. I'm sorry. I apologize. Clear the air. And then don't want anything from them. Don't expect anything from them. Just clear the air and apologize. And take leave. That could be the beginning of a new life for you. And it frees them up too from having to hate you. Okay? And now maybe with your present partner, have you messed up your first marriage, your first relationship, or your first two marriages, or your first two, three relationships? Okay, all right. Well, now you're older and wiser. Okay, so maybe this one you can do okay. But remember I said I'm not going to give you a list of things to do. Because the first reason is, like I said, the first thing you have to do is let go of resentment, let go of judgment, let go of pride, let go of those, when they're gone, when you let go of them, have a change of heart and become soft, and your soul becomes softened, then love is there. Understanding is there. Okay? And the other reason I don't talk about love is because what to do, I mean, in any particular situation is because the moment is very subtle. What you need is just in time guidance. You need inspiration. You need intuition from your Creator. So if you get my little meditation, learn to become objective and calm, and learn to become still, and find your intuition, find that inner light, find it, then live from it, see, trust it, and don't doubt it. And then from it, then will come just the right thing to say or not say in that delicate moment with your partner, with your kids. There's not enough books in the whole world to outline every little subtle situation. You need just perfect wisdom which comes from God. That's what you need. Okay? And you'll find it in the moment. It'll be there. Like I said, when you let go of judgment, let go of resentment, let go of pride, in order to become still. Okay? And find that inner light. Then life can be beautiful. Life can be sweet. You know, it says in the Bible that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. So, could you love God? Could you find Him? Could you let Him find you? Begins with letting go of resentment, letting go of judgment. There's a whole beautiful world of positive values and good and it's just beyond the dark soup of your imagination and your daydreams and your reliving the past and your angers and your animosities and your hatreds. Just on the other side of that is love and joy and freedom. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Paul said, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm just a resounding gong or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, but if I do not have love, then I am nothing." That's what some of you are. You're resounding gongs, tinkling cymbals. Okay? Because you don't have love. So you need to find love. And you find love by giving up resentment and judgment and pride. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.